Phil Metzger is a planetary scientist at the Florida Space Institute. Phil Metzger, great speaking with you.
Hey, I'm really pleased to be here today.
What kind of data is coming back from this New Horizons probe that changes the way we should be thinking about Pluto and its classification?
Well, it really brings to bear the two different ways people want to define planets. The dynamical definition says that it must clear its orbit, but the geophysical definition, which most planetary scientists prefer, says that a planet is a world that's large enough to make itself round under its own gravity, but not so large that it starts nuclear fusion, because then it would be a star. And so those would be the physical boundaries. It's a choice between dynamics, which are transient, they're ever-changing. Bodies can be a planet and then not a planet, then, you know, when things move around in the solar system, and it doesn't give you good comparisons from one solar system to the next. On the other hand, there's the geophysical definition, which is an inherent feature of the body. Well, now that we've got imagery showing that Pluto is a really beautiful, active, interesting, and important world in our solar system, it points out how a geophysical definition is so much more satisfying than a dynamical definition.
Is the International Astronomical Union looking at it the wrong way, and do you kind of want them to think differently about planets?
When the vote was held, it was mostly not planetary scientists. It was mostly astronomers who were cosmologists and astrophysicists. And a lot of planetary scientists were very upset. It's not their field to be telling us what is a planet. There are a lot of us would like the IAU to take the matter up again and to listen to the new data. And it's not just data from Pluto. We've also got this flood of data coming about extrasolar planetary systems. And in light of the new data, it doesn't make sense to use dynamical classifications. We've found bodies that have not cleared out their orbit, and yet clearly they are planets.
Your petition on change.org to have the IAU reconsider this is nearing 5,000 signatures. The organization meets sometime next month. What are you hoping they take up at their meeting?
Right. Well, the petition you mentioned, it's change.org/Pluto is a planet. And we're hoping that the petition will just bring it more into their consciousness. It'll bring pressure to them to not avoid this. It's never comfortable to say we've made a mistake and we're going to go over this subject a second time. But, you know, science, we make mistakes all the time. We really do. Science is all about making progress through trying things, learning as we go along, making mistakes, and correcting our mistakes. So we're hoping that by bringing more attention from the public, the scientists will say, look, we can't avoid this anymore. We've got to do this uncomfortable task of admitting that we made a mistake and redefining planets in a way that helps planetary science.
Phil Metzger, the New Horizons flyby really ignited people's interest in Pluto and planetary research as a whole. What do you hope comes out of this new wave of interest in planetary science?
One thing that we've learned is that Pluto is an active world. It's got glaciers that are currently flowing on the surface. And it's got mountains made out of water ice that are as hard as granite. And we don't know what the source of heat is that's driving this activity. On a world as old as Pluto, it should have cooled down by now. So that tells us that there are things in planetary science that we don't know yet.